I think we are live, finally. I welcome everyone. Thank you. I apologize. Everyone assumes because we're in this technical roles, we are the best with tech things. Apparently not. But thank you, everyone, for joining. I am so excited for an episode that I suspect is going to be one of my favorites. Bogdan happens to be a very good friend, and I think we have so much to learn from him. And I am thrilled that he made the time for us. So we're going to go in details later. But for now, I would love to introduce you to, Bogdan.
Hi, guys.
Thank you for coming. Hi. Welcome. If you want to take just, 2 minutes to tell everyone who doesn't know you yet who you are, that would be lovely.
So I can definitely say I've always been an entrepreneur, and I started online marketing somewhere around 2012. But before that, did lots of businesses. Like, I had construction company, real estate, restaurants, even multi-level marketing. And then it took me a few years to kind of like learn online marketing. But basically, I taught myself to do everything from writing copy, do email, make videos. I mean, everything that you have to do in a business. And then slowly started, things started to work, started making a few thousand dollars, a month, which, back then in 2013, for me was a lot of money. And then I just realized that my mindset was not on track, so to speak, So I started working with a coach, and I started really digging into everything there is about mindset. And slowly, my business grew and grew and grew. I started making $1,000 a day, then a few thousand. And now, I launch new offers. I kind of mastered Facebook and email. And, I think last month was one of my best months ever. Made roughly somewhere like $1.2 million in total revenue. So I'm definitely in a very good place. And
I love that.
Thank you for inviting me.
Of course, thank you for making the time, and thank you for being honest and sharing numbers with us. Because many times, we'll tell people that are not in our industry, and we'll talk about how profitable it can be, right, to work in affiliate marketing, and it seems like such a hard thing to achieve, right? It's almost like too good to be true. So I always want to make sure to invite people that are actually successful. We're not just gurus that pretend to have courses or pretend to know what we're doing. Obviously, I know you're the real deal, because we do a lot of traffic, and you have made us a lot of money with the commissions on our end. So thank you for that. And yeah,
thank you.
Of course. And I just wanted to underline, you said last month was one of your best months yet. And I think I know why. Because we had the Cypress event with all the Maxhub affiliates.
Being around many successful ones definitely increased my vibe. So yeah. More likely. Plus, somehow, magically, after that event, Maxwell tripled the sales did for my offers. So,
well, we like you too, and we always appreciate good vibes. So, joke aside for everyone listening or watching this on YouTube later on, I am a true believer on the energy and the vibes you get from other humans face to face. That's why I always, and if you've heard any of my podcasts or speeches, I always underline how important it is to connect with others, right? I know you can do a lot from, behind your keyboard, but going to events, going to conferences, if you can afford it, I don't think there's any better way to accelerate our business.
To be honest, in my case, before I started to actually connect to people, I was making, $300,000 a year in total revenue, something like that, maybe four. I mean, hardly making the platinum level. But once I started going to events and meeting people, like in the first year, I increased 10 times, or maybe actually 20 times, because I did like over 6 million in revenue first year right away. So definitely recommend to everybody to be around others.
I love it. All right. So now that we have more of our friends live, thank you everyone for, you know, waking up early. I see a lot of our friends are from the US, and whoever is going to listen to this later on, you can still add comments on our Facebook or YouTube page. And I promise we'll ask Bogdan if we're not sure about any of your questions. So please, you know, if you're watching this later on today, tomorrow, this week, and if you have questions for Bogdan, we'll add his, I hope that's okay, Bogdan, we'll add your handler or maybe your email in case anyone wants to connect with you.
That works. We will find a way to, we'll think about it. I'm getting so many emails that I want to be sure I reply to everybody. So I'll think about emails that I can look into.
I love that. Thank you. Okay. So I always try to keep the podcast short and sweet. Like I'm trying very hard for us not to go over like 45 minutes. So I would love to tackle a couple of things today. The first thing I would love to pick your brain on VSLs, because you are one of the few people that I know that knows how to create offers, right? A lot of vendors have their own teams, or they have, you know, a copywriter, and then they'll hire different people. You kind of mastered all the different pieces of the puzzles. So I would love to pick your brain a bit about what it means to have a successful VSL. And then I really want us to focus a bit on the mindset, on the vibrations, and all that good things that I've started learning from you. And it's so, so valuable. So I hope that's okay with you.
Yeah, it's perfect. Thank you, Anna.
Of course.
Yeah. So about VSLs, I taught myself how to make VSLs. And it basically happened because back in the day when I launched my first offer in 2015, I basically didn't have the money to pay, or basically maybe pay. Not necessarily I didn't have the money, but I was cheap. I didn't see it as an investment. And basically, I learned to use softwares myself and create a VSL. And back then, it was so easy, you know, because basically, you only needed text over a PowerPoint, and it still would work extremely well. I think the first VSL I did roughly like $500,000.
You're saying that, like, you know, just a tiny bit. I know, I mean, comparison to what you do now is not a lot, but I love this story.
I mean, it's over a few years. Like, I remember, because in 2015, that's when I started making like $1,000 a day, and I felt so cool that I didn't even care about meeting other people, you know. That was the way I saw things, you know. And I taught myself Facebook ads, and I think from 2015 to 2017, something like that, that VSL did like $500,000 roughly. And then I realized that all the other VSLs that were successful were much better than mine, you know, in terms of not copy necessarily, but footage and content itself, you know. Mm-hmm. So I upgraded a little bit. I mean, more colors, introduced images and so on. So the new version of the VSL was an offer called Body Fat Melter. It was a diet and exercise program back then. And that one did like a little bit over $1 million, the new version, you know. And then, 2019, 2020, cinematic videos came up, and basically our new VSLs are almost like a movie production, you know. You have the story, you have the spokesperson, if you have it, but it really looks like a movie. So I don't really think, because like there's so much traffic sources, but I don't really think it's mandatory to have a VSL, because since there's a lot of email traffic around the block. For example, for two of my offers, I did the first $1 million with TSL, but I had a unique offer, unique product, and a unique story. And those with email traffic works perfectly. So if anybody wants to launch a new offer, I think that even before putting money in a VSL, which is roughly takes a lot of time also, not only the money. They can definitely test on email traffic, the TSL version, and if it does decent, most likely the VSL is gonna do much better. In my case, when I introduced, I was already making very good EPCs on TSL. So when I introduced the VSL, basically the conversion rate went up like 60%. And then I did a new version for my offer with a spokesperson, like much better. I worked like 4 months with my team on it. And I really think I did the best that I could, according to my knowledge, of course, because I'm not a VSL creator. I just did it because I had to. And that, of course, increased the conversion rate even more. Now, I don't know, Anna, what aspects of a VSL do you like me to talk about?
Thank you. Thank you for that. And I love the story because I know there are so many people who think it's so intimidating and hard. Obviously, many affiliates have tried to create their own offers and they weren't successful. It's not as easy as Bogdan. For you, I think it's easier because you have that special touch, but it's possible. So you talked about the copy. You mentioned one of the offers that was a TSL, didn't have a VSL, obviously, because it was a TSL, which, by the way, parenthesis.
I mean, had a VSL, but I didn't feel it was that good. And as for some reason, I only gave affiliates the TSL link. I don't know. And it did. And I think it was a smart move, by the way, because whenever I gave them the VSL, all of a sudden it was like a brand new offer. So It was like for a whole new year, even on email traffic. I did it by mistake. I was not thinking to do it, but yeah.
Yeah, so just a small parenthesis for everyone listening. So when we say VSL, obviously we are referring to video sales letters. The TSL is the text sell letter. So that's all, we're so used to the...
another thing that is very important to understand, sometimes the TSL is basically just the transcript. The way I do my TSLs are... It's very conversational. It's almost as if it's a real story happening. While I see a lot of TSL that are not doing extremely well, are more of a, they're not using direct response that much, are more of a, here's the product right away. While, yeah, of course, so many people don't have patience to read all through, they scroll down and the average order value is smaller. But for example, for some lists, there's a lot of email traffic that converts TSL much better. It's strange, but it does. And not necessarily because it's that's the way that list has been used to, and that's what they like to read more than to watch a video.
So you mentioned the copy. That's what I want to ask you about. So from where I'm sitting, for our offers and things that I've noticed that convert well, it's so important to understand how to write an offer that's a direct response offer, right? How did you learn that? How did you learn to pull a story? Because it has to be a story, right? It can't just be like this product, it's awesome, buy it now.
Yeah, basically, I think it all comes down to learning how to tell stories and using my creativity to develop those stories. I remember a long time, maybe from starting 20 years ago, one of the things that I realized is that if I wanted to be more successful with ladies, I had to be much better at storytelling because I'm not a very tall guy, but I have to somehow draw attraction, but through my personality. So I kind of like taught myself to tell stories in a way that make me look much better and increase my value. So I think my, imagination and creativity already got developed on an early stage. And then there's one book called Building the Story Brand, which I read, I think maybe, I mean, I read a few books that help you increase conversions, but this one I think is definite, and is, I think, one of the best book if you ever want to write a copy. And okay, it is because, like, basically the books takes you through all the steps a story must have in order to be crushing for the audience. And he speaks, and the guy is giving a lot of examples, and he's telling, like, you know, the movies that are very successful are successful just because people, I mean, the writer follows the scripts, those steps. So honestly, ever since, every time I'm writing a new copy, I just follow those steps. And if one of them is missing, most likely it's not gonna convert that well. And wow, at least in my experience, if you follow the steps in the story, even if the copy itself is not the most amazing copy ever, if the product itself makes sense to the people and you can actually, through the copy, give the prospect the idea that it might work, then you're definitely on the right track. And when you have that story as a baseline, you can definitely hire a copywriter afterwards and he can improve it and so on. But like, I think everything starts with the copy. And of course, also the product, because I think one of the reasons why I was successful was the fact that I launched different products. Everybody's launching just supplements, which is not bad. I mean, don't get me wrong, they are, most of the times they are trying to formulate something that really helps people. But most of the time it's just the same product that they just change the label, you know. So plus, you know, another thing that most supplements owners don't realize is the fact that our prospects are already taking 10 pills, 15 pills a day just because they have so many diseases, right? So when you are giving them another 4 pills, it's not going to be so easy to take, you know. So you have to be very, that's why if you look even on in ClickBank or some of your offers were more successful, they had something more different. Maybe they haven't had a powder or some drops, or, you know, especially now, you know, because people are, it's like, it's, I've had enough, you know, like, how many pills can I take? Like, you know, so.
Oh, yeah, that's a great point. And you mentioned earlier, and you're wonderful at creating offers, but you also mentioned learning how to do Facebook ads. And I want to ask you for a minute, how beneficial do you think that was for you as a vendor? Because I know many product owners don't have any skills when it comes to buying traffic. Do you think that helped you in the way you created the offers or opened any doors?
Basically, you know, I started Facebook ads roughly in 2015, maybe 14. But from the beginning, I was doing YouTube SEO. So I was trying to make some videos and ranking in YouTube and then getting traffic to a website from the videos. And in my case, I was lucky because from 2013, I decided to send all traffic to a lender that would collect in the email before I would send them to a VSL. Right. And that was honestly one of the best things I could have done because when you have an email list, even if it's just 5,000 or 10,000 people, you know, you will see some emails that do so much better than others, not only in open rate and in revenue. So a lot of times you see hooks or angles in a swipe that works extremely well as opposed to others. And you already know that for, you know, my niche is mostly weight loss. And you already know some angles that do amazing. So a lot of time I'm just using those angles right in the VSL. And even my whole story of the VSL is based on something that I see is working on email just because you know. And then, of course, once I see it working on email, I just go and make an ad on Facebook, see if it resonates with the people. And if I have much higher CTR than normal, and again, it's definitely a winner.
I love that. let's assume, you know, a lot of our viewers are affiliates naturally, but I think it's so valuable for them to see the perspective of the product owner. And I, in a minute, when we go to the mindset, I think that's going to help everyone. When it comes to a new person, let's say a very dedicated person, he has a regular 9-to-5. He heard from a friend that affiliate marketing is very, you know, it's, it helps you be financially stable, right? Not rich, because I don't like to use that make money online notion. But what would be your advice? If someone wants to get in our industry, would you advise them to try to create offers, or you would advise them to learn how to run an email list or learn how to do Facebook ads? So what would you say?
Yeah, very good question. And in my opinion, vendor, being a vendor would be the last stage. Just because most likely if you just want to be a vendor, you're not going to be successful because you don't understand what's happening and you don't even understand the right response. So unless you have a lot of a big background as a copywriter, unless you've been in this space for quite a while, yeah, it's not something that I recommend. But being an affiliate in today's environment is, it's like 10 times easier from one point of view, as opposed to the way it was 10 years ago, but it's also 10 times harder just because the people are, the prospects are so much smarter, you know. Unless you are impeccable in your marketing, they're not going to buy, you know, they're going to feel it's a trap or something. Right. So definitely I recommend people to become an affiliated. In my opinion, the easiest way is to buy training, find a mentor, you know, find people who, or even to go and start learning for free, if that's the case. I mean, MaxWeb TV is doing an amazing job at educating, like I'm in your newsletter, and I'm always very impressed with the content you send and how much you're doing for newbies. Because, I mean, let's face this, even though most of the money are being made by a small part of the affiliates, you know, there's a lot of affiliates on space, and basically the successful one starts as a beginner, right? So of course you need to spend time and educate them and invest in building those relationships. So that's the first part, you know, learning that part, buying the training, learning the basics. And then it's super easy, jump on spy tools and see what's working and just emulate. I strongly feel that once you see that something is working, you can just stay, relax a little bit and think of the end user. Let's say you see an ad for weight loss offer, right? So you see the copy, you see the image, you see everything. You see even the lender, you see how it sends
exactly
traffic to the VSL, and you realize, and I think the best way to do is just think about your person who's 55, who has a big belly and once are unhappy about their bodies and maybe is insecure, and how would you make that ad better so that not only that you make higher conversions, but how would you, could you make it in a better way so the person who sees it feels better, feels more you know, at peace, trust the process, so to speak. And if you have that mindset before you even make your ad, most likely a great idea can come to mind. And of course, you can make something so much better. Of course, a lot of others will copy that in the future, but you can repeat the process all over again. And once you start that, I think Facebook is the easiest way to get started now, really, because I mean, on native, you really need experience. Me personally, I never try native. And I mean, for me, it would look difficult, even though I MaxWeb is known to have the biggest native affiliates in the world. And then YouTube as well is not the easiest thing to do, you know. But Facebook is quite easy. You can actually make spend $100 today and be profitable from day one. It's that easy. Of course, you have to be lucky a little bit, but it definitely can happen. And then once you have something working and you make money, like profitable, you spend $100 and you make at least $101, I think the next step would be to find a way to create an email list from that funnel. Because how can you transform that funnel that you already created in a way that would make people want to give you your email in exchange for something? Me personally, I always give them recipes, a recipe for whatever fixes the problem. And women, especially women, because I mean, even guys, but mostly women, they love recipes. That's why cookbooks sell so well. And they always want, I want a recipe. I want a recipe, you know? So at least that worked for me. I don't think, of course, there can be so many other ways to make people opt in to get whatever you are selling.
Right.
But a recipe, and basically the recipe doesn't have to be something complicated. It can just be the ingredients of the supplement or whatever you're promoting. And you just give them
It can be an air fryer recipe, because all our generation is just in love with air fryers, right? You heard it here first. If you want to be successful, focus on some air fry recipes, because I always find myself looking one up.
The way I do it, I tell that, for example, one of my offers is it's called All Day Slimming Tea, if you don't mind. Like, it's on MaxWeb, and MaxWeb is doing a wonderful job for that. Thank you.
We love that.
So basically, the idea is that a Costa Rican tea was the one that helped the actor, the hero, lose the weight, right? So all my ads are saying that I'm giving them a Costa Rican tea recipe. Right. And basically, the first email that they receive, it's the list of ingredients that are inside my tea.
I love that.
So
easy. It's common sense for you, but it makes so much sense. And, you know,
stuff and like people want that, because that's what people, they want. They want something that they can do at home. And they even think, oh, maybe I can buy some ingredients and make it my own. Of course, it's going to be so much cheaper to buy the final product. And that's the goal. After they sign up, after they enter the email, they are redirected to the VSL. And eventually in the VSL, they're going to get the ingredients and so on. But I'm also sending them by email. So I think that would be the final, because the final step is, once you have this, you also have an email list and you master the traffic part, the next part would be to create your own offer, because you already understand the process. You already know how to make direct response. You know how to do all this funnel all together and to connect it to a good offer. So the last step would be to create the offer. And that's something that most people fail at. And I think it is not because the copy is not good, but the story itself, the mechanism that people read. And if the story itself is going through those steps that that book speaks about, a 90% story is going to be successful, at least successful, maybe at least an average, you know? And like, you know very well, Anna, sometimes an average offer can do millions. You don't need to have extremely good offer. You need to, even an average offer, if it has a product that's type of unique and the sales proposition makes sense to the buyer, it can do very well, right? I think Anna lost the connection. So, Anna, something happened. I'm happy we are back.
Ed, hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, we're good. We're back. We are still live.
Was it your connection or?
It was my connection.
It happens.
Sorry, guys. So, long story short, I live in a small town, but actually live on the suburbs of a small town in northern Romania. So, you know, it just happens. And this is actually a very good podcast. The viewers know it happened before when my sound went off. But I think that's even also the beauty of, you know, doing something live, just being, you know, vulnerable, stuff like this happens. Sorry if I gave you a scare, Bogdan, you know.
No, it's fine. I was scared that maybe it was my fault, my internet.
Oh, yeah, I should have said that. Actually, it was not mine. It was Bogdan's fault. No. Joke aside, thank you for sharing. So I wanted to do a small parenthesis as we were talking about offers and not the viewers already know we're never selling them anything because it's always in our interest for affiliates to make money and for all of us to be profitable. But I do want to share if a bit about your new offer. I would love for you to share because it's going to be a mix of exclusive and I think it's such a good offer. And what can an affiliate do to get on the offer? I think that's after you tell us about the offer, that's going to be an important note.
It's gonna be a slimming tea. It's called Slim Boost Tea, and to be honest, this is the first offer on which I outsource the copywriting. So basically, I work with a extremely good copywriter. He writes so much better than me, really. I guided him through the steps to make the story extremely good. But honestly, I think it's the best copy I've ever seen. It makes so much sense, the mechanism, everything, even the product itself, how it looks, the even the taste itself. I mean, Anna, you tasted it. You tasted Slim Boost Tea, and
I
it
did.
also tastes good. It feels so good to your stomach. So it's a great product. But on top of that, the copy itself is just amazing. Now, I also outsource the VSL production part, which I've never done before. So fingers crossed, it comes out the way I want it. The first draft of the VSL was sent, I sent it back because they still need some work. I'm not going to release it unless it's perfect. And the way I usually, before I even send you anything, I mean, most likely, we're going to put it exclusively on MaxWeb, but even before we start, you start promoting, I always give you stats. So first thing I'm gonna do, I'm gonna test on my email list. My list is like roughly 100,000 people, and I think it's gonna do very well. But again, we have to test. And then I usually send some Facebook traffic and test it there. I have also a very good friend that actually my partner on this offer. Am I allowed to say or? It's
I wouldn't
awesome.
just
Oh,
I mean but I
okay.
don't I wanted to say maybe he won't mind because he loves all the Max
Yeah,
Web
he's a
stuff
wonderful guy. Anyway, let's not mention, but like,
so
he's one of the best Facebook affiliates. I'm a small guy compared to him. And he's gonna test it. And then I have a very good friend that's one of the best YouTubers in the space. And I think he's maybe one of the only guys that's still crushing on YouTube in 2024, because all the big names from last years are kind of like trying new traffic sources, but he's still doing 100K a day. So we're gonna get stats before we send it to you, and we're gonna work on the to make sure that it converts well.
I love it. And for, anyone who's going to want on the offer, we will just, the team will ask a few questions, but we want to open almost all traffic sources. We're not going to hire, sometimes vendors hire an agency to do their Facebook or YouTube, and then you as an affiliates are left with very few traffic sources to run. So we promise you, we will not do that. Even with native, we will test to make sure it's beautiful, but we will not, we won't hold that just for us. So we will share the traffic sources so you guys can run. I'm very excited. Thank you for being comfortable to share that with us, Bogdan. I think it's going to be a very good offer. And my favorite part of the podcast, a few years ago, I always make this joke, if someone would have talked to me about the vibrations and energy, I would have probably rolled my eyes as an ignorant business person who thought, well, if you work hard, everything will just happen, right? So obviously, I don't believe that anymore, but I would love for you to share what was the difference that made you go from those, you know, 300K a year to millions? Because you did mention you changed your mindset, as and that's when things got better and better. So just walk us through to how that looks.
Yeah. So basically, for me, it all started, I think, in 2014, sometimes in the end of the 2014, when I was basically reaching like a ceiling. Whatever I did, I was only making maybe $4,000 or $5,000 a month. And even though I was working hard to make maybe new videos or new traffic sources, new assets, by the way, because I think that's what every business owner should focus on, building assets that would just bring passive income. So no matter how hard I was working, something always happened. Either, I don't know, the MailChimp canceled my email list. I had nothing. Either my YouTube canceled my YouTube channel, you know. Either some websites got hacked, or I don't know, Facebook disabled my ad account, or something always happened. So, you know, I started to question, okay, something is not wrong. Like, something is happening to me, and whatever, I was working harder than anybody else, but I was always healing, reaching that ceiling, you know. And then somehow the universe replied and guided me to a coach. And I heard about a technique called Thera Healing. And that's the first time I realized that we have a subconscious mind that's already been wired or set in our youth, in the first 6-7 years of our lives, based on whatever we've seen from our parents, from our tutors, and so on. And that that subconscious mind most of the time never changes and follows you all your life. And if you were unlucky, so to speak, to come to be born in a family that was struggling financially, you were always going to struggle financially. Because that's the thing, you know, people do not understand. Yeah, we have the conscious mind, which is roughly 5 to 10%. And but the subconscious mind is the one that is behind everything. Same way like when you're driving, right? You are driving the car, but you can talk on the phone. Some people smoke, and you can even talk to the people in the car, and you don't do an accident, right? You do so many other things, but the subconscious mind is the one driving the wheels, and you reach the destination in a perfect moment. Now, the same thing happens in life. You know, but another example so people understand is, let's say you have a boat and you're driving a boat, right? And let's say that because new boats have the very intelligent systems, and for example, the driving system can be set so it always go north, right? So let's say you want to go south, right? So you turn the wheel and you go south. But what is happening is that, let's say you leave the wheel of the boat, you take your hands off, right? What is going to happen, always the boat will go north. So the same thing happens in life. Basically, you have a subconscious mind that's already been set up in your youth, in your first 6-7 years of your life. But then, right, you have the conscious mind, which you are conscious very little time. Because most of the time, the subconscious mind is running the show. So because you cannot be conscious all the time, the subconscious mind is the one creating, making the decisions. So if you are set up for poverty or for struggle, you're going to make decisions, and your energy is going to be correlated to that setting. And somehow, you're going to struggle. You're going to keep struggling. And that's the first part. You know, when you think about mindset, people talk about this term a lot. You know, what's mindset? How to have the mindset of a successful person, right?
Exactly.
Of course, you have to think positively, right? And to expect for good things to happen, and to have a very good self-talk. Of course, that's obvious, right? But the hidden part is, you know, the one that really counts. And there's so few teachers.
And how do we work on that? How do we get better? I'm waiting.
Yeah, so
take notes.
There's a lot of techniques. I wrote a book which will be launched pretty soon, and of course I'll give it exclusively to you, Anna. Actually, you have a copy, by the way. I gave it to you.
I do, but how awesome would be if, you know, our affiliates can have access to that too.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. I'm so busy and I have so many other personal projects going on that I didn't have the time to create the funnel for the book. But basically, first of all, you have to see what's inside your subconscious mind. And there's a few techniques that I share. Maybe we can do another call, because it's like we can talk about this for 5 hours and we still...
You still have to give us at least one thing.
But it's very simple. You know, if you feel like you are struggling in an area of your life, it can be relationships, it can be weight, health, or it can be money, most likely it's a very good proof that you are wired incorrectly for wealth. So in other words, if you're working hard, you go into a job, you work really hard, you also started an affiliate business, let's say part-time, and you're doing that and you really, and somehow nothing's working, right? Most likely your wiring, your setup is for struggle and for very low results, okay? So that's you don't need more than that, you know? Like life is a super good proof that you're not set up for whatever you want to achieve, right? So once you know this, and, you know, basically if I look back in my life, I know I was set up, for struggle. There's a lot of ways, but the easiest way is repetition. Mm-hmm. Repetition itself, but it doesn't work to just say I'm wealthy, I'm successful, you know, because just the words themselves don't read your subconscious mind. So if you wanted to really change the subconscious mind, the way to do it is to just close your phone, stop any distraction, and just go close your eyes and think of how would you feel if you were all of a sudden successful. How would you feel if, let's say, you were making $1,000 a day from spending $500 only? And just go into that reality, focus your mind on that event, and just start to feel. And you're gonna notice that new ideas come. You would buy a car. How would you feel? And just linger in that inner reality for as long, honestly, hours. And the thing is that most people who have not been successful, they don't even know how successful means, how it feels. You know, so because they've never been, and the problem is that everybody can be successful. The problem is that most of the time, people around you don't want you to be successful.
Hard to imagine how it feels.
Yeah, even the parents, not because they don't love you, but they don't know better, you know, so mm-hmm. they even say bad things to you. And then somehow we develop that self-talk that's negative. And instead of saying I'm successful, I'm a warrior, I'm divine, I'm a wonderful person, we say bad things about ourselves, you know? So that's the thing. First of all, imagine how would you feel if you were already successful? How would you feel if whatever you wanted to achieve has already happened? And lingering that reality, you're going to see this different energy inside of you. You're going to feel differently. The brain is going to produce different chemicals inside yourself, you know? So once you do that for 10, 20, 100 times, you know, you're going to be able to recreate that feeling right then. Basically, so whenever you repeat to yourself, I'm successful, you can also go into that state of being in which you feel successful, right? And when you do that repetition tens of times every single day, the subconscious mind is going to be reset. The way I recommend people is to download an app on their phone that rings every 30 minutes. And no matter what they did, what they do in their life, every 30 minutes to stop and to have that moment of 1, 2, 3 minutes in which they go into that state of being, in which they, whatever they wanted has already happened, and to feel that. Basically, what people don't understand is the fact that we are not physical beings. We are vibrational beings. Basically, we have an energy, and if you study quantum physics, everything is just energy. There's nothing that's material. It's just energy. Even the atom is 99.9999% empty. It's just energy. And the universe works this way. Whatever you send to the universe is always a match of what comes back. That's why I recommend people who pray a lot, instead of saying, God, please give me, to say, God, thank you for the fact that whatever I'm wishing for is on the way to me, or it's right here. Because that way, basically, your energy, the energy you send to the universe, is that you already have it. So the universe is going to send more of it, you know? But the problem is that people do exactly the opposite. And of course, their lives are unhappy and they don't have what they want and so on. But it's so easy to change, you know, because like most of the time people are looking at whatever their desires, but they're looking from a point of view which they don't have it yet. Mm-hmm. And it's a very small nuance, but if you look at whatever your desires are from a point of view that they are on at least they are on the way to you, and you already have that belief inside it. I mean, these are all, think about it as playing a role, right? Fake until you make it, or, you know? And once you enter in that state of being, you can definitely write better ads, create better marketing, and everything comes to you. And that thing alone, entering in that state of being in which you feel great, you know, resets the subconscious mind, plus sends the right vibes in the universe, so the universe matches whatever you want. Of course, there's a lot of other more specific techniques and so on, but this is the basic stuff. And once people understand it, really, once I understood it, everything changed for me.
Same. And I think, you know, we have spent, I'll speak for myself. I spent so much money going to masterminds with fantastic humans to really learn the basics of that, right? Because when people talk about manifesting or being positive or the law of attraction, we're all saying the same thing, right? But what's very important is how you get there, right? Which is not enough to visualize, a fabulous house or visualize a great relationship. How Bogdan said, you want to visualize how it would make you feel, which for me, that was the big key differentiator on understanding how to work on one's mindset or vibration, is when you try to visualize how you would feel when, you know, things are better, we're growing, we're healthier. So thank you for sharing that, because I know for a lot of people, for you, it's common sense because now you live it, you experience it. But for others, I think it would be very beneficial. And I'm here to tell you that it would save you a lot of time and effort to just try it, right? I mean, it's really, you cannot lose anything by just trying it, how Bogdan said, 100 times, be consistent.
I was just talking to, this process that I just shared is a type of meditation. It's a manifestation type of meditation, right? It's funny, like sometimes you hear, we go into events and we talk to people and people are saying, oh, you know, so you meditate. You know, I never tried it, you know, but I was thinking for a few years to start. But honestly, it's not like you need to lose 100 pounds to start meditating. It's not like you have to pay somebody $100,000 to start meditating. You can just stop right now and go through this process. It's that easy.
It doesn't have to be. I think when people think about meditating, that's how I used to think about it. I would picture a lot of, people in an ashram meditating for 7 hours at a time. Like, how do you quiet your mind for 7 hours? So it was just this very complicated process. And, you know, just start small. Start with 10 minutes a day. I don't know if even Bogdan can go 7 hours without getting up from one spot.
I want to share something. Like, for example, especially for affiliates, this is something that can definitely work for them. And this is something that I experienced. And this is an example that really happened to me. So I remember about the 7 hours, you know, it's funny, but it's really happened. So back then, I think it was like somewhere like 2018, 19, something like that. So I was promoting my offer on Facebook And I remember it was a Friday, and I went to Ibiza to visit a very good friend of mine that lives in Ibiza. And I had two, a Friday morning, I was leaving Ibiza to come back to Romania. So I had two flights. The first one was Ibiza to Barcelona, and the next one, Barcelona to Cluj. So basically, the first flight had a delay of 1 hour. So I spent 2 hours in the flight. And I had nothing to do, you know, I had the headphones, I had my phone. So
might as well meditate.
Yeah, but one thing that happened in that morning, I was spending back then like $1,000 a day, you know. And for some reason, for the last few days, everything was very bad. So I turned off most of the ads. And I think I was maybe not even $200 were the ads spent for that day. But For that day, I decided to choose the thing to think about my clients, right? So back then I was, you know, giving them a diet and exercise offer. So I was thinking, picturing my clients, how they buy the product, how feel good they feel, you know, excited to get started on the exercises, and then visualizing how happy they are doing the exercise, following the diet plan and losing the weight and so on. And honestly, for those 2 hours, I only thought about them and how good it felt for them to buy the product and so on. Okay, so I got to the Barcelona. It was like the flight was supposed to leave at like, I don't know, 3:30 or something p.m. And what happened, I went in the plane and we stayed in the plane for 3 hours more before the plane left. Oh, so nice. I spent 6 hours and a half in the plane just like that. And because it really felt good to think about the clients and how happy they were with the product and so on, man, I continued. And because honestly, when you think about somebody, just try it, you know, think about somebody, not necessarily somebody, I mean, if you think about somebody who you love and you imagine how good they feel and how happy they are, you're going to feel amazing. And it's just absolutely natural. But even if you think of potential clients, let's say you're doing Facebook ads, and the potential clients are buying, say, let's say my teas, right? So you're promoting my teas on Facebook. You can go into that meditation in which you picture that person clicking on the ad, reading the copy, and then buying the product, and then drinking the tea and so on, and they are happy. Imagine that thing. You're going to feel great. So, Anna, I did that for 6 hours and a half more. So it's shocking what happened. I went back home. I got home like, I don't know, 1:30 a.m. I went to sleep. When I checked the sales the next day, I made $3,000, almost $3,000 from $200 ad spend. Of course, the next day didn't repeat itself, you know, but it was like
such a great testimony.
Yeah, I swear it really happened to me. And
I'm sure. I know.
And try it, you know, like that's why, like, if I want something to happen, of course, you could work a lot on action.
Of course.
But if you do that part in which you think about the client, how can you make the ads better for them and picture how good they are when they buy the product and so on, you are 100% sure you're going to write better ads. Because you're not separated with that person. You are one with that person and you want the best from them. So, of course, you're going to write better copy. Everything is going to be better. Even Facebook algorithm is going to favorize you in a way.
It's as a, you know, a testimony to that. That's how we run our business. It's no secret. I've said this many times. We always not just visualize, but we're thinking, okay, what would make affiliates happy? The first thing I did as a business background, let's pay them more, right? So instead of paying them once a month or once a week, let's pay them three times a week. So that works obviously in my business. Everyone listening, you might be an affiliate or a vendor. Think what would make your client or your customer happy. For me, I want to make sure the affiliates are happy. So I always think, okay, what would be good for them? Good offers, right? They have to convert. They have to be great. Account managers, they need to reply to them right away. So it does work. Just picturing what makes your, you know, clients or customers feel good. That's such a...
Yeah.
That's why
MaxWeb grew so much then, you know? Yeah. Because, yeah.
That's the big secret, guys. And I know that's shocking, but we've been talking for an hour, Bogdan.
Yeah.
Everyone.
It was a very pleasurable, you know,
I
conversation.
Know. It was so much fun. So guys, any questions you have, put them on Facebook Live in the comments. I will check. I will make sure we go to Bogdan and ask him if we're not sure, and we'll get back to all of your questions. And I think, you know, let us know what we should discuss next time. We can focus more on the VSL or the mindset, but whatever you think. Well, I'm sure now that Bogdan, you're live, now you kind of have to say yes to a second part. So,
yeah, definitely. Whenever the book is live, you know, I think we'll find a way to give to give your affiliates in the first part like a super discount or something. Because think if I had that knowledge, like when I started 12 years ago, most likely I'd be super, super billionaire, you know, because
I love that. We will make it happen. Even if MaxWeb covers that for our affiliates, we will make it happen, because it's not just manjo jumbo that people say, right? This is stuff that actually is very valuable, and, you know, successful people swear by it. So we will make it happen for them.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you.
Of course. Well, thank you, Bogdan. You are wonderful, and we appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you very much.
Everyone, thank you for watching and listening. If you are on Apple or any other, you know, Spotify, any tool that you prefer to listen on, make sure you go to YouTube or Facebook to see, you know, our friend here live. And don't forget, you can ask any questions you want, and we will get back to you. Thank you so much for listening. We love and appreciate you. And we are here for you always. Thank you.
Bye, guys. Bye, Anna.
Bye.